What's up, y'all? Another week.
It is Friday, April 26th.
It is that.
It was rainy this morning.
Was it?
Yeah, it was like drizzly.
I never knew. And y'all, we are tired.
We might fall asleep at any moment.
I was up late last night looking crazy just for no reason, just up. Like, Destiny, go take your ass to bed. Like, I was sleeping on the couch. I woke up. I was like, second wind. Just looking around. No, bitch, get into bed and go to sleep. Goodness. Girl, what's been going on? Nothing.
So many, like,
everything and nothing.
I'm just worn out.
I am too.
I woke up at 8 a.m. and I was like, I need a nap.
Just let me lay back down.
So tired.
I gotta work tonight, so hopefully I can get a little nap before I go in tonight. So
what's going on tonight?
Rick Ross is in town. Some type of Rick Ross thing at the Assembly Food Hall.
Okay.
I've never worked there. I hope my hair don't smell like food when I leave. I don't know how that's gonna go.
I guess
it's like a little concert hall in there. I haven't worked there. This is my first time working over there.
I guess I'll see.
Yeah, it's cool over there. It's real nice. So I guess I'll see what that's about. Yeah. And then I was like, let me see what Rick Ross songs I know. I don't know many. I know I'm the biggest boss that you've seen thus far. And then I know here I am. I got a bunch of dollars. I'm gonna spend them on her. He better sing it. Here I am. Oh, but other than that,
there is a little concert thing in there.
In the little.
Yeah, but it's like an outdoorsy.
Oh God, no.
Thing. Yeah, but I think it's like
covered though.
Part of it is covered, and then like the other.
I cannot be in the element. I don't want to be in the element. Interesting. Well.
Yeah, I went there once. They were doing like some sort of Prince cover thing, and I was like.
That's nice.
Yeah. It was my overpriced drink. And it was like a canned drink, too.
Why is stuff so expensive? My goodness. Yeah, we were supposed to shoot on Monday. Brenda texted me at like 7. She was like, are we shooting? Girl, I was in the bed like. I said, Dallas! He was like, what? I was supposed to shoot the podcast today. He was like, Destiny, you are up under the cover. I said, I know.
What was he supposed to do?
I don't know. I was like, I can't move now. I'm too dedicated to this.
It's okay.
I was like, I said, we did say that, didn't we? We did say that.
It's okay. I was having fun crocheting. So I was like,
where are you? Oh my goodness. I've got my little crochet thing. I need to start on it.
Did you buy like a little boxed, that you can make like little stuffed animals?
Yeah, it's like two dinosaurs.
Oh, that's cute.
My semester ends next week, so maybe I'll start up after that. Because I tried. I said, I don't know.
I've been like trying to watch like YouTube.
I couldn't even get my hands right. I said, that didn't work. I said, okay. So I closed the box. I said, just lit it.
That was a good attempt.
I tried my best. I tried my best. Yeah, I'm going with her. I'm dedicated. I need a hobby, Dallas says.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna be at her crocheters.
Yes.
We're gonna start us a crochet business, and then y'all can order from us and we send you things.
Yeah.
Oh my Lord. My goodness, my forehead is sunburned.
What happened? Where were
and
you?
And I just realized it today. Well, last night I said, oh no.
What were you doing?
Literally last Saturday, it just popped up. Like,
were you working?
Yeah, I worked at Nissan all day. Girl, I had the biggest blisters on the bottom of my foot. I had to get new work shoes. I had a blister this damn big on the bottom of my foot. I could walk. Girl, it was so bad. I got like blisters. There's some blister band-aids. Work wonders. It was gone, and literally the next day it was gone. It didn't have to pop or anything.
What is in it?
I don't know. Girl, I put it on there. I said, wow, what type of witchcraft is this?
I didn't know there was blister band-aids.
Yes, they worked wonders. And it was under my foot, so you know I'm walking on it still. I put it on there. And I kept it on there for maybe 2 days. And then I kept it up third day. It was gone. But I was like, I don't want to rock the boat. Let's do a third day just to be sure. 2 days, it was gone.
What shoes were you wearing?
It was my Skechers. They were awful, but now I have Asics. My parents, shout out to mother and father, they bought me new shoes this weekend because I was like, mommy, I can't walk.
I heard Hokas like, are what? Good.
Yeah, they were like Brooks, Hokas, Asics. Them Asics feel like I'm walking on a cloud. I was walking, girl, I was just bouncing. I said, oh, yeah, this is great.
I had a pair. They were nice. Yeah.
So hopefully they do good. And yeah, we got that Morgan Wallen concert coming up. I got 3 days of that next week. I don't have time to just be dying. So yeah. I'm already probably going to be on edge. I need to have some. My hips and my feet need to be well.
I know.
I'd be worried about my hips. But yeah, we did that motocross thing and I was outside for like over 12 hours.
Motocross?
That's yeah, cool. Supercross. Well, I guess it was dirt bikes. Girl, when I tell you, I about got hit so many different times. Girl, because like
it's so dangerous. Oh my god,
that's the thing. I'm really oblivious when I just be like, if I got my mind on something specific, I'm oblivious to a lot of times like what's going on around me. In that sense, like when I'm at work, and so I was walking. Girl, you just say, phew! I'm like, ah.
I would have cried.
And then they like they be quiet coming, and I have a headset in.
Oh.
Baby, you take one of my ears from me, I can't hear a thing. I have a headset in and I'm just listening with one ear. No. I was just like,
it reminds me of one time I was talking to my dad on the phone, and I think he was on a work trip, and he was so he had gone out to like a pub with his friend, and I was like, hey, wanted to call you, what's up? And then we were talking for a while, and then he was like, oh. He was walking down the middle of the street. And people were just like, I think somebody honked at him. And there was like a line of cars behind him.
See, like you got to be just la 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 la. He was like,
it's like, you could die.
Literally, Dallas doesn't even try, but like, she doesn't even try to be like Destiny. He just grabs me and just moves me. If we're outside, I'm like, well, we're just walking. I'm like, la, la, la. He just like, just grabs me and just throws me to. I'm like, right, right. He's like, thank you. And I'm clumsy.
Me too.
I'm like, damn it, why would my leg go that way?
One time. I was like in an animal behavior rotation, and we have like days where you had like dress nice and dress like professional. You do like intakes and stuff. And I was wearing heels that were like this big.
Yeah, some cute heels on y'all.
I was just like standing still, and like my ankle just went. Like,
that is my ankle so bad.
I wasn't
like
even walking. Your ankle's just, like fell on someone.
Ankles just be like, bitch, no more. My ankle does me so bad. And I be wearing flats, tennis shoes. My ankle's like, I'm like, bitch.
What happened?
She's like, I'm tired of holding you up, you fucking bitch. I'm like, girl, get some strength about you. I wear these wedges all the time. Get some strength.
Oh, I wrote down, remember how we were talking about those Tesla
trucks?
Truck things? They're like recalled now. The gas pedal or something?
I saw that. Stuck. That man about died. That man about died. It like slid, like I guess the pad on it slid up and it got, and he was like, it was just like, nah. Yeah.
It's so terrible.
I was like, that ain't funny, but ooh. Cause like, why would you just put like a little taste of glue on that? Like, bitch, like, what? What are you doing? He's like, okay, stay.
There was like some celebrity also that posted a picture and was like, I've had this for 7 hours and it was like all totaled.
Yeah.
The pedal got stuck.
They said some of it is like bulletproof, but then I saw a little old lady like hitting the side of it with a bat and it was just dent, 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 dent.
What was she hitting it?
I don't know. I was like,
that's
this
what I would do as an elder. Bulletproof, how interesting. And looks.
Maybe it's the windows that are bulletproof. It looks
but
cheap
it
to
looks
me.
Cheap at the same time.
But it's very expensive. People just want it just for it to look. I said, ew, I don't like it.
No,
I don't like it.
Oh, there's alligators in Tennessee now.
Terrifying. Like they're coming up the river or something. Hold on. They're getting in the bayou, land of boogaloo, bayou.
It says in March, there was an angler in East Tennessee.
Oh.
Reeled in an alligator at least 3 feet long.
And he's growing?
From Norris Lake. I don't know where that is.
Uh-uh. And they're in lakes. He's like, ah, yes. Ooh. This is where I like to reside. What's the difference between a lake and a pond. I guess a lake is probably bigger than a pond, huh?
I guess. It says alligators can survive Tennessee winters by going into a hibernation-like dormancy.
We don't want them to do that, though. Hibernation? Stop it. Mr. Alligator.
But they want us to coexist.
No. We're not doing it.
So now I'm scared. I already don't like standing water, like lakes and stuff. I don't like it. I will not go in a lake. I think it's gross.
I'm not going in. I don't like going in the ocean that don't end and I can't see.
Yeah, not the ocean.
Have you ever been in the river? Tennessee River? Come?
No, no.
Like, I'm not interested.
Yeah, no interest. No. There's a haunted lake in Georgia that I know.
Lake Lanier?
Yes.
Be killing folks out there.
Yes. How do you know? I didn't know about it.
Oh, girl. All the blacks on Twitter be talking about it. Like, keep your ass out of Lake Lanier.
Yes, because it was originally, like,
a city. It was a black city.
Yes.
A black town. Like, flooded it.
Flooded it. Yeah. They flooded it. And then they say that there's, like, a city up, like, you're swimming on top of the city.
Yeah. They flooded a black town. Y'all white people did a lot to us.
Yeah.
And y'all still be in our business. Yeah. I'm glad
it's haunted. I'm glad it's haunted. Y'all deserve it.
No rest.
Right.
Y'all did a lot, though. Like, we was just living, doing our thing, and y'all were mad.
Yeah.
And it's like, bitch, no, you can't have that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then there was, like, some guy there that was accused of something, but there was no proof. And then they went after the whole city, or the whole town, and then they, like, flooded it.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Craziness. But yeah, Lake Lanier, that's the one.
Would you ever visit it?
No, I'm not interested.
Like, I would not get in, but I would be like...
I probably wouldn't even go by there. I wouldn't be like...
No.
Too many people have died.
Yeah.
That is then, like, my knowledge of it was probably in the last 2 to 3 years. And there's probably been 10 people that I've seen, like, die.
Die in there? Yeah.
Out here getting it back in blood, like, Lanier. And
yes. Terrifying. I just know about it because I like to watch, like, haunted things on TV. Mm-hmm. And there was a girl that was, like, swimming in it and something grabbed her foot and, like, pulled her down. And she, like... was trying to swim back up. That was like one of the stories. And then they like interviewed people that historically have like relatives that like a lineage of family that like escaped that town, like the flooding of that town.
Mm-hmm.
It was like they're coming back for revenge.
Yeah, they got it. I don't want no dealings. I don't want them to mistake me as nothing.
So funny.
But yeah, I don't see how people swim in rivers and things. Like, people from school back in the day. It was like, we're going to the river. I'm like, okay. You want to come? Hell no. My mama's not feeling like my black ass getting... Girl, please. Anytime, like, we had swimming pools and stuff growing up. Like, those ones that my daddy would put up and stuff.
Yeah.
My mother would be sitting right by that pool like... I wish y'all black asses would die drowning her.
My parents did not trust me at all. There was no swimming. She was
like, they were like, my mama don't even swim and she be by the pool with her purse just. Just looking at it. Just. Huh? Yeah. Just.
So cute.
Just right by the pool. Just.
Yeah.
To this day, she don't care. We my sister's 30 plus. I'm 29. We was at the beach. She was like,
"Oh yeah, didn't she say that she saw a shark or something and made everybody get out?"
She's like, "I know what I saw, Mama.
I know what I saw,
Mama." We come out. I said, "What you saying? You seen a what? Hold on." I said. Look at my wear. Lord, honey, yes.
All right, I've got an interesting story today.
Okay.
I think I have two. One of them is short. Okay, this one is just a short experience from somebody. It was a haunted vet clinic, and it says, "I was sitting at the desk making phone calls, and I felt something poke me. I looked, and no one was there. Another time, I heard someone whisper my name when I was by myself." And then the last one says, "The doctor had a jar of cat treats slide off the fridge in an exam room right in front of a client, and she was very startled."
Why are these vet clinics haunted? Like, what's that about?
I don't even know what I would have, how I would have reacted if I was, like, talking to a client. And this
just said... just went off the slide. I'm like, okay, we're moving this out here. Come with me. Follow me, please. You already know how I am. I'm not staying. I'm like, we're Destiny yet. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. I'm out of here. But
yeah, and if somebody like poked me, who was that?
I be feeling like that sometimes. Like you get a random. You're like,
oh God, I know that clinic for sure is haunted. The
you think so?
Yes.
I don't like being there by myself.
Oh no. No.
I do not like being there by myself at all.
It's just this weird feeling of.
It's like they're so big. Like, why is there so much space in here?
I don't know.
Like, and it's not like clinic space, it's other space. And I'd be like, I'd be scared to death.
Remember that story that you had, or it was like a TikTok that you had showed me about the Appalachian Mountains?
Oh, God.
It was like, if you hear your name.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't?
Yeah.
So I have a story.
No.
Okay. And that's it.
I can just hear somebody say, Destiny.
Oh, then you're not supposed to turn around.
Exactly, and I would be like, who know me here?
So, it says, for starters, I live near the Appalachian Mountains.
That's your first mistake. Okay, continue.
Which honestly makes this more disturbing. I'm a pretty avid runner. I've been quitting a lot of bad habits, and exercise just does the trick for me. I have a greenway behind my house that I can go on runs. It's really pretty, and during the day, there's plenty of people. Well, about a week ago, I ran through the greenway to stop by a friend's house and grab something. By the time I got back onto the greenway, the sun was already starting to set, and the path was getting dark. As I was walking back through the path, I had my flashlight on and kept looking around me. I felt paranoid being alone in the dark. As I was walking, I distinctly remember hearing my grandma's voice call my name from the tree line. It sounded so real and normal that I turned around instantly, only to immediately go cold, realizing my grandma's fucking dead.
Oh.
This freaked me the fuck out, but I tried my best to somewhat convince myself that I was just hallucinating because I was paranoid. Only about a minute later, I turned around behind me with my flashlight, out of fear and paranoia, and that's when I saw it. It looked like a gray blob, pretty much just like a human sprinting at you full speed in the pitch black. I screamed like a little bitch.
No, you screamed the correct way. Ain't no bitch in that at all.
And I don't think I've ever run so fast in my life. When I got home, I tried to laugh it off as me saying shit, but it's about a week later and I can't stop thinking about it. It sounded so real. I heard her voice clear as day, and the person chasing me looked so real. Is it possible my brain was just hallucinating out of fear?
He would have got me.
So many things. This is why you don't exercise.
First of all. Let's go back to the beginning. I live near the Appalachian Mountains. First mistake. Second mistake.
Pretty avid runner.
You're running. Outdoor running. In a greenway.
In
a
greenway.
Nothing good comes from greenways. Third thing. Your grandma's fucking dead. The third thing. You scared to scream. No, I would have just been. I hate being chased. I think I've said that 1,000 times.
Yes.
I'm going straight back. Just.
That's. Also, why not just drive to your friend's house? You're trying to be healthy and walk.
Bitch, please. No. My friend can live in the same apartment complex. Woo, let's go over here.
I used to do that. I did.
Let's drive over here. No. In a blob, girl. If something. No. Not.
A gray blob and it looks like a human chasing at full speed.
No.
And also, it freaks me out because it's supposed to sound like somebody you know. So your first instinct is going to be like to turn around because you recognize that.
Exactly. Voice. They would get me, Brenda.
Me too. I'd be like, no thought.
They wouldn't even call me by my name. They would be like, sweetie. I'd be like, and now I'm getting drugged into the woods by my ankle. They would get me. Because I be thinking people say my name all the time anyways. I'm like, say what?
Me?
Did you say this?
No. A commenter said, by turning, you're acknowledging that you heard it.
See, no, and then that's
how chased the person.
That's not fair.
I know. But you're supposed to like pretend you didn't hear it and not turn around.
But that's not fair.
I know. So now what? I don't know what happens. I need an update because it's like he acknowledged it. Is it gonna follow him home?
Now he's haunted forever. No. Girl, we would be good as we can't be out. We can't get caught out near nowhere.
Nowhere.
Because yeah. They'd be like, Destiny and Brenda. I usually.
Or one of them was like a real person actually. Hey!
I'm just.
Why are you ignoring me?
Should nobody here know me?
But yeah, it reminded me of that TikTok that you had sent, and like it was somebody's aunt or something, the voice of it, and like the door was like shaking because they were like trying to get like invited in.
Terrifying.
So scary.
Like, my aunt is dead. Especially when you coming in as somebody that's gone on.
Yeah. How do they know? What the heck? But yeah, apparently the Appalachian Mountains are, like, creepy.
I'm kind of scared of all mountains. Because, like, what be going on up there?
Me too.
And then the national parks.
Oh my gosh. I think it's, like, Missing 311 or something.
Is it a podcast or something?
It's a show.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's about, like, national parks and people that go missing in them.
Mm-hmm. There's a podcast called Park Predators, too, that I've listened to a couple times. Like, you just don't ever know.
Don't ever go by yourself.
No, people. I saw a girl on TikTok. She was going to Mexico for just a solo traveling.
No.
And she had her beautician. She was getting her a sew-in. She, like, sewed in an air tag in her hair, in her wig.
That's smart.
And so, like, when she got down there, her family, it picked up. So, like, if she went missing, like, they wouldn't check her hair. But, like, somebody's tracking her hair. But, yeah, she sewed one into her hair. I was like, that's pretty smart.
That is really, what happens whenever you go through security, though?
That's what I said. That's what I was like. They probably had to do, like, a check on her.
Yeah.
I'm like, baby, it's sewn in. I'm sorry. It's not coming out.
Yeah, that was the scary story that I saw that I wanted to share. Okay, so this is a comment that I saw. It was the client mispronouncing Pro Heart.
Oh, how do you mispronounce Pro Heart?
Instead of saying Pro Heart Shot, they said Pro Heart Chart.
It wasn't even the Pro Heart that they messed up on. Shot? Jeez Louise, people are so special.
My thing is that I laugh at everything, so if they said that, like, I would just be laughing uncontrollably.
Yeah. I would crack up.
This one says, I had a client call yesterday wanting to know if there's a spray he could use on his dog to keep her from getting pregnant.
Girl.
No.
People come in. This one guy come in and said, I'm here for a pregnancy shot. I said, I'm sorry.
This is not the right clinic for that.
Oh, it's like a pregnancy shot. What the shot is that? Tell me more. Tell me more. What's up with shot? He was like, for the dog, you know, a pregnancy shot. I said, no, I don't know, actually.
Yeah,
what on earth are you talking about?
This one says, this is a story of how I ended up with a dog years ago. I went to Walmart, came out, and someone had put a puppy in the cab of my truck. Went to Walmart the next day to get puppy supplies, as I had decided to keep her, and someone put another puppy in the truck. I was scared to go to Walmart again the next day as two puppies was my limit. Kept those dogs for years, and they were awesome. Did you see how there was an elephant on the loose?
Yes, it was running from them people.
Yes, it was like a circus. This one says, I'm not gullible enough to be lured into a coast. I'm nosy enough.
What y'all got going on?
Everybody's like dressed in white robes.
Hold on, is this a clan meeting? What the fuck? How did I get in here? This is suspicious.
Yeah.
Everybody's got all hoodies.
Just eating like a hot dog or something.
What is she doing? You need to leave.
This one was 4:20 not too long ago. And it says, it's 4:20 Eve. Remember to leave out milk and cookies for Snoop Dogg. Oh my God.
I love these videos of cats with like those fake little hands.
And they just be like.
I love it so much.
They think I saved another one.
It's so stupid.
Oh God, that tickles me.
I need to get him some.
So he can be pissed at you.
Yeah, I'll get some. If there's like someone with like middle fingers. He should be.
You wake up, he's just in the bed, like looking at you, just. It's time to get up.
Oh my gosh. The other day, I was doing like an orthopedic exam on the floor, and one of the tables doesn't go up. It's just like screwed onto the wall like this. And I got up and like hit my head so hard. Oh, God. The client was like, ooh.
No.
I was like, I'm fine.
It's okay. I'm okay. I would have just stood up and just fell out.
Just play dead.
Just went up and said, oh, I'm not okay. I should call somebody, please.
Yeah. That's why I always have headaches. I was hitting my head with things.
Oh, that's funny.
This one says, I can't believe caskets cost $7,500. Y'all can just air fry me.
Baby, put me in my sister room. Just send me in there.
Oh my God.
What? I just be on social media just laughing. There was this girl, she had a rabbit, and she thought her rabbit had died. And, like, she had already, like, lost her cool. She had come home, and the rabbit was just, like, flat and just, like, and she was trying to wake him up, and he wouldn't wake up. She had already, like, lost her cool, except the fact that the rabbit had died. Next thing you know, the rabbit hops in the room, and she's like...
Why was it just... What the hell?
I don't think rabbits do some type of, like, deep sleep.
Oh.
Type thing, and they like they look like they're dead, and they like get stiff and stuff, and like
that's terrifying.
And like she had already like lost her cool.
He just hopped in the room.
And he's just like, hey, animals are such assholes.
I know.
He'd be like sitting there watching you, like when he left, when you lost him, he had went outside, and he was just out there like grabbing. He was probably like.
I know he was. I was like,
yeah. He's just like, yeah, look at me.
Like, and he's so, because he knew exactly, like, how I went back, so he was watching me.
Like, I'll give her a minute.
Yeah. Oh, rude.
Animals be cracking me up there, assholes.
They are.
Mission play. Look at her losing her cool. Like literally you're my entire life. Stop. I would literally die for you, please. And they're over there like, no, I don't want that.
That's so rude.
I'd be cracking up because like people be like losing their cool and them animals just be like
they don't care.
They don't give a fuck and they just like your mother is over here sobbing, has snot coming out of her nose, and you don't care. You don't care at all. That should be mine.
One time, Crookshanks had gone on top of the fridge, and my mom had never seen him do that, so she was trying to get him down. And he was like, she was like trying to like grab his foot, and he was like, and she was like,
he was like, no.
It's so rude.
Mom just leaves him. He's like, no.
Just like, look, he's at like, her.
Stop trying to touch me. He's
like, yeah.
I've literally, my TikTok has gone to just animal videos, like cat videos. Just they just be doing stuff.
I love cat videos.
They literally just be doing things. I can literally scroll for hours and I'd be like, this here is gold.
Let me show you. I had this cat that like clawed my technician like on the chest, like the nail like went in her chest, and like my technician was like, ah. So we wrapped her in a towel. This is her.
She's so cute. She's just...
I know. She's so cute. And like just into little kids on airplanes.
I remember. I can't remember. We were going to California, I think. Because I think Dallas was with me. And this little girl was doing something. You know, you put your bag under the seat.
Okay.
She was pulling my bag. I reached in there, popped a hand. I said, let it go. She was like, Mom, she hit me. And I was back there. I said, stop touching my shit.
Gross. One time I had a little kid, like, put his foot, like, on the armrest. Pushed his foot in between the seats.
I would have been like that. Get your kids.
People don't have etiquette. There's such a thing as plain etiquette. Stay in your area.
Please.
Oh, she hit me.
Just like I'm just trying to get. I don't care what you're trying to do. You better get the fuck. You better move. Get off this purse.
Oh my gosh, I am hungry.
I am too.
This one says Little Caesars. It's hot and it's ready. I mean, is it good? Little Caesars. It's hot
and it's ready. Listen, Little Caesars. I love me some Little Caesars. I like it.
I love it. The crazy bread.
Oof. Have you had the new little puff things?
No.
Get them.
What is it? Is it like cheesy?
You can get cheese. You can get pepperoni. But it's like a little round little puff. Like a little muffin. Looks like a little muffin.
Ooh.
Get it with the marinara. Even hell, I done had them without the marinara. Because them bitches in DoorDash be forgetting it. Hoes. Anyways. They good.
Ooh, okay.
And they come in like four, and it's only like $3 or $4. Good. Goodness. Where's your baby? Is he in the room? I heard him.
Oh, he's probably, yeah. It's probably his nap time. He goes into the room. Oh, I see you. What are you doing? I am starving. I don't know.
I kind of want Popeyes. I tried the Popeyes chicken sandwich.
How was that?
It was really good.
Okay.
It was really good. And I got that spicy one. I was like, oh, I see why. Which y'all still did a lot. You know, people got killed over a Popeyes chicken sandwich.
They
choked the fuck out. Like, yeah. It ain't that damn serious.
People died.
But that shit was fire. I was like, oh, and it was crunchy too. I was like, oh.
Oh,
it reminded me a lot, just like of the chicken there, like the crunchiness. Mm. I was like, "Ooh, this is good."
I shall have it.
No, I've been craving it, and I want it. I need it.
What about the Wingstop sandwiches? Have you tried those?
I have.
Are they?
It was good.
Okay,
it's not better than the Popeyes one. I think I got it, like, with sauce on it. I think it was, like, just barbecued. That was in my early days of getting eaten, trying different things. You know, I branch out now and stuff, so, you know. Oh, my God. There was a freaking video that I watched on TikTok the other day. It was of this bride, and she did a sister dance. Brenda, I bawled so bad. I was like...
Aww.
And it was like Monica for you all the way out across the ocean. Where I was like, I was about to go out to work and I had tears. Like, I was like, oh God.
Not in the morning.
I was like, oh God. I was like, what the hell did this come on my For You page? I bawled so bad. I'm teared up thinking about it. It was so sweet. I was like, I love my sister so much.
I saw a quinceañera dance, and it was like the little sister, and it was like the bigger sister. I
saw one where the little girl's dad had passed away, and all her uncles were coming in to dance, and she was just like, I was like,
no.
I bought soap. I be on TikTok crying.
Me too. Well, I don't have TikTok.
But like the videos, the reels and stuff, big tears.
Yeah.
Dallas be like, why are you watching that? Let me cry. Shit. Just because you don't like to cry don't mean I like to get it. I like to purge every now and then, you know?
I gotta get it all out.
Yes.
I might get Chick-fil-A, I think.
Mm-hmm. Have you had try their cherry berry drink?
No, what is it, like a shake or
it's a lemonade sweet tea. Cherry berry lemonade sweet tea. I had it this morning. I don't know who made it this morning, but that shit was fire. I said, whew. Well, you guys, we're starved.
We're starved. We're tired.
We need food and a nap.
And we need, yeah.
We are sleepy peoples. I'm just a girl. I'm just a girl.
A little lonely. Gwen Stefani.
And her and Blake Shelton.
Oh, yeah.
They be in love and stuff. Yeah. I do like that song. I can be happy anywhere. In my location. You're always my destination. I be knowing them country songs low-key.
Is that a song they did together?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know they have a Christmas song together.
Yes, I remember seeing that. I like Blake Shelton. I ain't gonna hold you.
Oh, really? I don't know if I've ever listened besides the Christmas song.
Yeah. He was on The Voice. I think I liked him when he was like on The Voice.
Yeah, isn't that how they met?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, little romance. Little workplace romance. That's cute. That's cute.
Mother's Day is coming up soon.
It is. Can we ban glitter? I absolutely hate.
You hate glitter?
Glitter. Glitter that gets on me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, on like the cards and stuff, the glitter, I just be like.
Yeah, it's hard to get rid of.
Like, put a film over top of it.
You'll be finding it, like, years later.
Like, I should not have glitter inside my thigh. Like, where did this come from?
I'm guilty. I love glitter. But not loose glitter.
There you go. Loose glitter is what I need. It needs to be banned. It needs to be banned.
It's also not good for the environment.
Exactly. We trying to save this hoe. Because she's dying. She's dying. Yes.
I got distracted.
He'd be like that, don't he? Well, all right, you guys.
Thank you so much for listening to our banter.
That's a lot of what this episode is today. Oh, him looking at the window. I ain't never seen him sit there.
Oh, really?
He's just like,
yeah, he likes it. Sometimes I open it for him.
Say, what's going on out there?
I used to have, when I lived on the first story, I had a bird feeder for him.
He's like, yes, my friend.
Yeah, and he would do the little. Yeah.
The little.
Every time we would see a bird. Okay. For the third time.
Yes. Thank y'all for listening.
We keep getting distracted.
And we just get to talking and like, anyways.
We have like ADHD.
We're going to make it through this time. Thank y'all so much for listening.
Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Yes.
Follow us on Instagram. Send us your stories at stories@weshouldseenup.com. Support us on Patreon.
Do that there.
And that is all. Bye.